I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The Georgia legislature decided the fate of several high-profile bills on the last day of the session yesterday. Among those that passed were a proposal to return to paper ballots to help verify election results and a proposal that would prevent drivers from holding their cell phones while behind the wheel. All the bills that passed last night now head to Governor Deal's desk. And the city of Atlanta is recovering slowly from last week's cyber attack. GPB's Emily Curitan has an update.
The ransomware did not affect the city's emergency 911 system, but a spokesman for the police department says it still isn't using certain investigative databases, although they aren't thought to be corrupted. The return of Atlanta's 311 system means residents can order services like trash pickup or report potholes online again. But the water department still can't accept payments in any form, and the municipal court has been pushing off its caseload for a week. Atlanta became a cautionary tale on government cybersecurity after ransomware exploited weaknesses in its network. No word from the mayor's office on when and how the situation will be fully resolved. For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan in Atlanta.
And a city spokesperson says there'll be no further comments on the cyber attack upon the advice of security experts and federal partners. While the new director of the top U.S. public health agency is pledging to work to bring the nation's opioid epidemic, quote, to its knees. He also said he believes the nation's AIDS epidemic could be ended in 3 to 7 years. Dr. Robert Redfield Jr. made the comments at a staff meeting of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta yesterday. Redfield, who has long been a top AIDS researcher, says he's a firm believer in vaccines and other public health strategies for preventing disease and stopping its spread. The Atlanta-based CDC investigates disease outbreaks, researches the cause and frequency of health problems, and promotes prevention. The late civil rights icon Cesar Chavez, founder of the United Farm Workers Union, is being honored this morning at the Capitol. Jerry Gonzalez is president of the Georgia Association of Latino Elected Officials. He says government leaders need to be reminded of Chavez's message.
Farm workers are taken for granted, particularly with the legislature passing anti-immigrant laws. Farm workers are a necessary part of our economy, part of our culture, and part of Georgia's future. So we need to honor them and respect them rather than denigrate them and do harm to them.
Chavez's birthday, which is tomorrow, March 31st, is recognized as a state holiday in California, Colorado, and Texas. A federal judge has granted a temporary restraining order which allows protesters to silently display posters in the rotunda and the balcony around the rotunda in Georgia's state capitol building. The ACLU asked for the ruling after Capitol Police blocked protesters opposing an immigration bill from displaying posters. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves are starting the baseball season with a win, defeating Philadelphia 8-5 yesterday at SunTrust Park. The teams were tied in the final inning when Nick Markakis hit a 3-run home run to win the game for Atlanta. The two teams will square off again tonight at 7:30. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.